This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It's a Victory Monday here with the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
A beautiful start to your Monday morning.
Oh, nice.
55 degrees, nice and clear. Going to get up into the mid 70s. Sun.
Yeah, nice week.
It's perfect, man.
Yeah.
Yesterday, if you were at the Bills game or just outside doing anything, It doesn't get better than what we got yesterday. I am in a fantastic mood this morning.
I can tell, man.
I am not hungover.
Wow.
I had a drive.
Oh.
So I had like three beers. Here's what sucks. And we will get into this massive Bills win yesterday, or at least win of a second half throughout the show on this post-game Monday here. It really is like two sides of the same coin. Because when I get to the parking lot and I start drinking all of the beers
at the game,
it's like the greatest time ever.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And then it sucks today. Yesterday.
It probably sucks like as you're getting home is when it starts to suck.
Like your hangover?
The same day hangover kicks in, because you're drinking so early, that sucks. But yesterday, having like three beers in 5 hours before the game started really sucked. Really sucked.
Because you had to stop.
Yeah.
And then like all the fun stuff.
Yeah, everyone's
you're seeing everybody else keep going.
Drunk. Everyone's having a gay time of their life.
The whole goddamn stadium.
Yeah, is awesome.
Is polluted.
Yeah.
And you ain't.
And like having to go through that first half sober, not fun. Not fun.
Yeah, that was a yawn fest.
But today, I feel fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to text you guys a picture.
A picture?
Yes, so my brother... he was at the game yesterday,
yeah,
too.
Family affair.
Yep. He was not sitting with me, though. He was sitting somewhere else. And, you know, food options inside the stadium where the Bills play, they're not only expensive.
But they're not good.
No,
right?
They're terrible.
I mean, they're kind of known for having some of the worst stadium food in the country. Right?
They're awful. They're awful. So people try to sneak all kinds of food in the stadium to just enjoy.
So you can't bring any food in.
So I don't know what the rules
are. Like snag a bag of snacks?
I don't know what the rules are either, because I know plenty of people. Because somebody brought up, like said, you could bring in unopened food, so like an opened bag of chips or something like that.
But I'm not entirely sure. But
I don't either.
All right,
what did your brother pull?
Well, it's not what my brother pulled off. It's what he saw inside the stadium.
Okay.
Because if what this man is eating is legal, there's no way it's allowed to bring in.
I don't know. I saw another interesting thing the other day.
Okay, well, we'll put a pin in that. Do you need me to explain what that man has snuck into the stadium?
Chicken wing?
That's a turkey wing.
Nope. That man snuck a whole rotisserie chicken.
Oh, the whole bag chicken?
He got a bag chicken.
I'm impressed.
He brought in a rotisserie chicken.
And he is barehanded that baby. He's just ripping it apart.
He's sitting in his seat eating a rotisserie chicken.
That actually sounds delicious. Like, that would hit the spot in the moment.
Oh, yeah, but it's so hard to eat it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
in your lap with just your hands, man.
Yeah.
Like, you're ripping that thing open like... I don't know. Like you're starving.
What are you?
Like you just killed a bird.
Because, like, you know, you and I both work in prepared foods, yeah. right? Like, we've had to quarter chickens before. Yeah. And, like, it's not easy even with a knife, right? Like, cracking that spine and getting all the meat
you're
off.
You're just ripping it apart barehanded, man.
This mofo.
Yeah. It's a big boy, too.
Well, I mean, look, man, you're not gonna see a skinny gentleman bringing a full rotisserie chicken into a game.
But I'm seeing his fat rolls through his jersey.
Why you gotta hurt him, man?
Who knows who it is?
Why you gotta, I think we can
there's a lot of fat guys eating rotisserie chickens in the stadium. Wasn't it rotisserie chicken day?
So here's my question. Mm. Yeah. Here's my question. One, are you allowed to bring a rotisserie chicken in the stadium?
Because there's no way you snuck that in.
Well, no, that's the second question. If you're not, how did you sneak in a rotisserie?
Because you could smell it.
There's a lot of smells going on in that game.
Like that? That's a delicious smell, not like stank-ass smell.
So did you see, I don't know if this happened yesterday, but I saw the video yesterday of the guy going through the Bills security line with a pumpkin.
No.
It was a full pumpkin, and they let him in with it.
With
like
the
he put it, he like put it in like the side thing. He walked through the metal detector,
okay.
And then like the girl was like, "I mean, I guess you can take it."
But
in.
Why
like,
would you?
I don't know. I don't know why you need a pumpkin. It wasn't like carved out or
so
anything.
So it wasn't like a helmet because I've seen the pumpkin helmets before.
It was just a full pumpkin all intact.
How the hell they let that? I would be afraid the guy's got to throw it on the field and hurt somebody.
That would be a fear for sure.
Because you're not allowed to bring a football in. You can buy a football, but you can't bring it into the game.
I don't know.
God damn, I just want to decorate my seat for the holidays.
I guess maybe like you got one open seat, the pumpkin, make sure nobody else sits there. This is my seat for my pumpkin. I am with this pumpkin. I've also seen people, now this is easier to sneak in, but it's also as I watched a man eat spaghetti out of a plastic bag.
Saw that too, yep.
Oh yeah, that was last week.
Cold
we saw
spaghetti.
That.
Well, okay, so yeah, there was one that went viral. I've seen it multiple times because I saw that video. There was a guy in front of me a couple seasons ago eating spaghetti out of a plastic bag, but it wasn't cold, it was warm because it was a winter game and there was steam coming out of the bag.
So he must have kept it on him. I guess it wouldn't be the hardest thing to sneak in.
Bags of pots in your bucket.
No, but like, I mean, it's not a stadium food.
No.
It's the mess. Like, eating
but it's
still uncomfortable. Right. I told you, when I was on the road doing stand up, the other comic in the car I was given a lift to, he decided he wanted to stop and get food. He got spaghetti and meatballs to eat in the car.
Yeah, that's not a to go food.
No, and he was eating it on my cassette holder, those little carrying cases. He was using it as like a TV tray in the world's smallest car. He was wearing half of it, man.
So here's the problem with what we're witnessing here, right? And this doesn't just go for where the Bills play. It goes for all stadiums and arenas. The food options inside almost every other stadium other than where the Bills play have gotten so extravagant.
Oh, it's high-end.
Right? Mm-hmm. That it's not out of the question to see any food at all inside a game that they will sell you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm convinced because Bills fans have gone to other stadiums and had these higher-end options.
Seeing how good they got it.
Exactly. They're now going to resort to sneaking in weirder and weirder foods because it's like, hey, I enjoyed watching the game eating this or that, and I can't get this here. I don't just want a pretzel or a hot dog.
Yeah. And you don't want to wait in line for it.
I will say this.
Right.
So at the food stand, I never eat inside the game, ever. But I was sober, and I needed something to make me happy.
So what'd you get?
I got a pretzel.
Right. It's a big-ass pretzel.
Well, no, see, it was the other thing. It wasn't. It's not the big pretzels. They're called pretzel twists, and they're like that long.
It's like
not
a braided stick. Right?
Yeah. You got it. So with the pretzel at the same stand, you could buy a lobster roll.
Wait. That's got to be a fortune, and why would I get a lobster roll
Seems
at
like
a Bills game?
It was like $15
addition.
It looks small, but like if there's one thing I'm not going to try.
Seafood and mayonnaise in a bun? I'm sure they nail that.
Being served to you by the Niagara Community College baseball team that is there working for free to fundraise for
their
team.
And you're 500 miles from the ocean?
No chance. Who the hell is buying a lobster roll at a Bills game?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Right? Like at a Bills game, I don't want anything that's been grilled.
Yeah,
I don't want anything that's got to be cooked. Give me a pretzel, give me a bag of chips, give me nachos and cheese.
Yeah.
That's all I'm eating.
Stick with the basics. I would say, like, just stick with the basics and improve the basics a little bit, you know?
Well, but what the other thing about it, the weird part is my brother at the game yesterday took a picture of a man who was eating a full rotisserie chicken inside the game. He must have brought the chicken in from outside the game because I did not see a full rotisserie chicken stand.
Yeah.
The menu in the parking lot at tailgates is also so extravagant.
Mm. Oh, yeah, everybody's cooking.
Yeah. And I mean, you'll see some of the great. I told you there was, oh God, what country was it? Kuala Lumpur, where's that?
Malaysia. No.
Yes.
Indonesia.
Okay, no, but it was Indonesia. Yes.
No, Malaysia's Kuala Lumpur.
It was one of those two.
Yeah. When am I over there country?
It was Malaysia or...
Oh, yeah. This happened to you a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
right?
There was a tailgate party of a bunch. They were either Malaysian or Indonesian people. Yeah. There were like 30 of them. They all lived in Toronto. They were diehard Bills fans. And they had one like a traditional, whatever their country was, grill set up. And they were making traditional food. Right. And it was some of the best food I've ever had in my life.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I ate it standing on urine-soaked stones in a rainy parking lot in Orchard Park, New York. Like, if
you wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah.
But Kimmy, you know, like you walk through that parking lot, you see some of the most amazing cuisine.
You're planning, when you go to tailgate, you're planning your meals ahead of time. Like the parking lot is for your meal. The game is for like a later snack. You're not going there and planning to eat in the stadium to like fulfill your hunger that day.
You're absolutely right.
So I wonder with this new stadium that they're building.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they're going to have all the new foods. Are people going to buy it? Or are they going to go, too pricey for me? I'll eat in the parking lot. Mm. Like they're so used to not eating the food at the stadium. They've figured it out. Like I wonder if that's going to be... We kill the stadium food in the new stadium because somebody's not going to pay $15, $20 for a hamburger.
So it's a chicken egg question, and here's the problem. Did Bills fans start this extravagant tailgate because the food inside the stadium has never been good? Because I can tell you, at least since 1988 when I've been going, not awesome.
Yeah.
Or did they not focus on making the food really well because they knew that Bills fans were going to
eat outside anyway.
So we do know that Jerry Jones's company... His food company that does stadium stuff has the contract for this Bills thing. And the other stadiums they have, the food selections are phenomenal.
Oh, I'm sure.
Another reason why the Bills food inside the stadium is not good, they only have one central kitchen.
Isn't it like in the basement of the stadium?
It's on the tunnel side all the way at the end. So they have to prepare all the food there and then wheel the food.
I feel so bad for the kids who have to like wheel that food around and they're like yelling at people like, coming through. I'm like, these people aren't moving for crap.
No kidding.
Place is ancient.
I mean, it is. It's one of the oldest stadiums in the NFL. But that being said, like, I don't know, man. Like, if the food options do look good, because I enjoy eating.
But it's going to be bank.
But I've been drinking all day, so
I think people at that point are willing to pay anything for what if they're hungry enough, you know?
Like,
I mean, even though the food sucks, there's still a line for food. Yeah. Like, there's still people waiting to get that food. There was one game I was at where they sold out of a bunch of stuff, or at least that's what they said.
Yeah, I was sold out of it. I don't know. No, but like, I've gone to a bunch of other NFL stadiums. I've been to three in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Kansas City, Detroit, and then London.
Mm.
And I like stadium food and other foods. For example, when we went to Thanksgiving, they served a full Thanksgiving meal.
At that stadium.
It's a giant turkey leg, cranberry sauce, potatoes, and vegetables.
How do you eat it at your seat?
So you hold it, the turkey leg you hold, and then you get your fork for like your other stuff.
That sounds all uncomfortable, but good.
It was delicious.
Yeah.
It was the turkey leg was deep fried. It was phenomenally good. When we went to the stadium in England, which by the way, the new Bill Stadium is modeled after that Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
Oh.
So it should be very similar looking. Mm-hmm. Some of the best, it was the best stadium food I'd ever had. It was
in London.
Yeah, it was like a curry chicken sandwich.
Indian food.
Phenomenal. Yeah, all of the half it was Indian, and then we got like an English traditional like beef sandwich.
Wow.
Unbelievably good. Right. So like if those options are available in the new stadium, I'm probably not giving up. I take
it
back.
No, you're probably not changing anything.
I'm
tailgating. Yeah.
Screw them.
I think that's just ingrained in the way we go to games.
We could do double lunch.
What do you mean?
It's like lunch, but twice.
Okay.
So you eat in a parking lot, then you eat in a stadium?
Yeah, I mean,
could happen.
I've done plenty of double lunch.
Yeah.
Like, you've never done double lunch.
I've double lunch.
He's triple lunch, this guy.
I've done a lot of lunch. Bad of lunch. Some of my lunches creep into dinner.
It is funny, though, like our tailgate yesterday. Mm. So it's probably like 15 people hanging around.
Your crew.
Yeah. Just everybody that like got together, right? And everybody brings enough food for everybody.
Oh,
so like at but I'm saying like I don't mean like enough for everyone to share. I mean like everybody prepares food for 15 people for some reason. Like you always overshoot how much food you're gonna need. So like we have white hots and red hots, peppers and sausage, all this dip. We got this stuffed bread, we got all these cookies and chips and everything. And by the end of the day, Kimmy, like every tailgate, 75% of it's still left and you're like, what do we do with it?
You eat it on the way home.
God, that's a lot of chow, man.
It is, but I don't know. I've been doing this my whole life.
Yeah.
And I always have all of the food left
over. The only problem with all that food, and when you eat it, it's all that food that doesn't sit well in you.
It tastes good in the moment.
Oh, it
though.
Does.
You'll regret it once
and peppers
you're
sober.
All day. Yeah. But like in that moment, like when you're on your way home, you're like, oh, we got burgers left over. It's the best.
Yeah, no, like a cold white hot on the way home.
Yeah.
Wait. You like a cold white hot?
I do. Yeah, I love. Yeah. I mean, after a game, obviously.
Well, the game's over.
Yeah, yeah.
Why didn't you tell me?
Why? Why did you bring it up?
I just started a new, I got into the cold white hot game.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah. I got a little kiosk.
Where's that?
Oh, it's in the men's room.
Oh, what's it called?
It's called Old Uncle Tommy's Cold White House, from a White House to your mouth. So.
It's weird I was looking for a white hot, but you had a white house, stupid.
Either way, it's going in your mouth.
By the way, the Bills called. You did not get the contract for the stadium food. You have lost that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know why you and I are criminals, Tommy?
Because we're dumb.
We're dumb.
We do not, lazy.
We do not have the creativity to pull off what you would need to do to get away scot-free.
Yeah, I can't see the big picture.
Exactly. You know why this guy is not a good criminal, Tommy?
Why?
Because if the allegations are true, there was no way you'd be able to pull this off.
Too much?
Look, the fact that these were stolen in the first place is pretty mind-boggling.
Oh.
But even after you got your hands on them, what the hell do you do with them?
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room. Ron's just classic rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy, let me tell you the tale of a man.
What happened?
A 52-year-old man.
That's pretty old dude.
Yeah. He's been arrested after police say he was in possession of three stolen RVs.
Wait, recreational? Are we talking like campers?
I mean, is there any other way to describe an RV?
Right, that would be like a Winnebago or something, right?
Authorities say the man, was in possession of three RVs on a property. The RVs were located east of us.
Yeah.
But the RVs were taken from, and I quote, a location in Tonawanda, which is a suburb of Buffalo. The RVs
like are, a camper store, maybe.
No, we don't know if it was all a right. business. We don't know if
but
it was.
They all three were ripped off, and they're sitting with him.
This is according to police.
All right.
So the RVs, according to the story, are valued at more than $50,000. Are those per RV, or is that in total?
If that's total. Those aren't really good RVs, man.
Well, they could be used. I mean,
I'm saying they're older. They're not brand new,
but they're still RV.
Oh yeah, they're like your dad's RV.
That's actually a perfect way to describe it.
More R than V.
Full of possum.
Yeah, I mean, you could sleep in it, but you ain't going nowhere.
This man is facing felony criminal of stolen possession, stolen property charges right now.
All
right.
And you had to do those at separate times.
So let's break this down. So I think the first question everybody has, and if you want to help us out, the Breakroom Detective Agency, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. How do you steal three RVs? Because you need at least three people, right?
Or you're going to do it one at a time by yourself.
There's no way that if this is a business, their security is so lax that they could lose. Like, after the first RV stolen, I understand. Like,
somebody would have to give you a lift to the place each time.
Yes. Right. It would take too long.
Yeah. So, yeah, you would have to have a crew.
Yeah. And not only this. So, yeah, I would think it's all in one shot. Because if this RV place had three RVs stolen in separate RV incidents. You should close your RV store.
Yeah, you're not that good at RVing.
Thank you. And, like, here's the thing. We're assuming it's a business, but I guess it's also possible that somebody
could have been on somebody's property, maybe.
Somebody else had three RVs.
My dad at one point did own two RVs. One of them didn't move.
Yeah, so you couldn't steal them, though.
You could push them.
Yeah,
really, really hard.
Push, pull, or drag down to more R than V.
The second question I think that everyone listening may have right
What's
now.
What's that?
If the allegations are true, what the hell are you doing with three stolen RVs?
Oh. That's a great, because like, how much vacationing are you going to do?
You're not going to personally use three RVs.
I want to see America in stolen wheels. Do you flip them? Do you like take them for parts and sell the parts?
All right. So if the three of them combined are only worth $50,000, maybe it's a part situation.
Right.
Because there's no way you'd be able to sell them without getting caught.
Right. But like, if you strip them down, maybe.
Okay, but then again, even if you strip them down, like how much are there like parts inside an RV that are wildly valuable? 252-WCMF, 252-9263?
I mean, think of how expensive it probably is if one of those things craps the bed.
Well, I know. I lived through it as a child.
Again, I mean, it broke up your family.
Full of possum. A lot of possum inside that one RV that one time.
No, but I'm saying like there might be big business.
There might be big business, Kimmy. Mm-hmm.
So somebody called, and this was just something that they had heard, that the guy in the story actually bought stolen RVs.
Oh!
So he's now out all this money because they came up as stolen after he purchased them?
Okay, now I'm going to ask a question.
All right.
I'm going to ask a question.
Okay.
One, if you're going to invest the money in an RV...
Mm-hmm.
Right. Wouldn't you want to make sure everything is above board? Because that would be what would be, it would make it impossible to sell the RVs, I would think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Two, unless he knowingly purchased stolen RVs, I didn't think you could get in trouble for buying stolen property unknowing.
I don't know.
And by the way, that's not included in the story. So,
right.
That's it's just, not being
but you'd have to get a title or something to the, if you buy something like that. You get a title. You'd have three titles.
Yeah, but we also found out that
fake
it's actually
title.
Pretty easy to get a title that isn't your title.
Oh,
right. At least according to that one woman that called. And why would she lie to us?
So, but why did he buy three?
I don't know.
Maybe he was going to like flip them or something, you know, and like resell them for more.
But again, if they're stolen.
True.
And you got in trouble for having stolen
items.
How are you going to sell?
Sounds like going dumb met dumber.
But he had three of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
The only other thing I could think of, if the allegations are true, is that this guy wasn't planning on moving the RVs at all, that he put these on his property for people to live in, because that's not an out-of-the-question thing right now either.
Oh, like side houses on your house?
Yeah.
Renting
what is
it
he,
out?
Elvis?
Okay, so when I was a kid, funny you bring up Elvis, when I was on the road, I had a buddy, my record producer buddy, lived in Nashville.
Yeah.
So he was on the balls of his ass. And he rented a house with a bunch of dudes. And there was three bedrooms, but five dudes needed a place to sleep.
All right.
So three of them lived in the house,
yeah.
And they put an RV in the backyard.
Mm. That's the South, though.
And two, for sure. But this was in Metro Nashville.
Yeah,
like
still the South.
There were like tall buildings around.
I mean, Elvis used to let his relatives live at Graceland in RVs in the backyard.
Yeah.
There's pictures of it where it's like these manicured Elvis grounds and then these junky-ass RVs sitting back there, extended folks from Tupelo.
And we are living in the revolutionary times of the tiny home.
Yeah.
So I
guess it's not out of the
so
question.
So these should be almost like cottages.
Yeah. I mean, it's not out of the question that either A, he had family members or friends, if the allegations are true, living in them, kids living in them, or he was charging people to live in the RVs.
All right.
Because I'm going to be honest with
make
you.
Make some money.
Being an RV kid, my dad bought multiple busted, broken down RVs with the intention of fixing them up. Yeah. And that never happened.
Sure.
I could live in an RV.
Well, I could live in one of them fancy ones, you see, where it looks like nicer than your house.
No.
Like marble countertops and flat screens and bathtubs.
Look, those are really nice. Those are really, really nice. I've seen those before. Uh-huh. We had the most busted of busted RVs. I think I could still live in one of those.
Really?
They were comfortable. Everything you need's right there.
It is nice to wake up and there's the kitchen and the dumper and they're side by side.
The only thing that
you could actually dump and flip bacon at the same time. Flipping and a dumping.
Dumping and a flipping. The only thing I'd be scared of is the ones that my dad had. It was the old school ones where the bed was over the driver's seat.
Yeah. That little loft.
And there was no like fence.
Barrier.
Yeah. So if you rolled off, you rolled onto the kitchen table. And that my mother, I told you this story.
Oh, yeah. She heard herself.
We were going to Darien Lake for a camping trip with my dad's buddies. My mother, while I was at summer school and my dad was doing something else.
Yeah.
Was packing the camper by herself.
Yeah.
She fell off of that, hit her hip on the table, and my dad got mad at her because she ruined the vacation.
Oh, man. She still got the mark on her hip.
He got mad at her.
God damn it for being nice. Mom. He's the king, man.
Yeah, he's great. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We were talking about this 52-year-old man. He has been arrested after being in possession, according to police, of three stolen RVs. The story happened east of us, but the RVs were stolen from a location just outside of Buffalo. The RVs are valued at more than $50,000, which, again, if in total,
no great RVs,
no. Right? But he is facing felony criminal possession of stolen property. And I guess what's taken me for a loop the most in this story, personally, I've never heard of a stolen RV before.
No.
It seems like the kind of vehicle that would be hard to sell stolen.
It's too fat.
It's a big investment.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And like, if
you can't hide it.
They're all pretty unique, too, in terms, like, if you're selling it to somebody in the same area, you would think there'd be some red flags there.
Let's put it this way. Just a game of numbers. If I were to steal a Ford F-150.
Oh, my God. You could blend right in.
They make tens of thousands, $100,000.
It's the most sold, pickup in history.
Okay. Like, how many of each individual model of an RV do they make?
Between the interior and, like, the way it looks on the outside.
Yeah, you always get, different looks on the outside, for sure.
Yeah.
Are there 1,000 or less of each of those RVs? Do they make 10,000 of each of those RVs? I mean, you do see a lot of RVs out
there. Yeah, this is RV country.
And, I mean, I was at a Bills game yesterday, so it was RVs absolutely everywhere. Mm. But they all look unique. You never see two RVs that look exactly
because everybody gets that added on stuff differently on top, right?
Yeah, that's true, too.
Can we talk about that? Like those paint swipes that are stickers that people do on the side. Who decided that looked cool?
Well, it's like a racing stripe.
No, it doesn't, though.
Even this thing doesn't go over 50.
If you're going to do something, I just love how we decided that was the maximum of RV decoration that we were going to do in this country.
How about the pointless ladder that goes to the roof?
Well, no, that's important.
Or what are you doing up there?
Well, because my mom might fall off of that, too. So I had a friend of mine who had an RV, and they put up one of them maps.
On the back?
On the side. It's a sticker. And the purpose of the map is to put a new sticker every time you went to a new state.
Oh, yeah. They show all your travels.
Except they didn't use it like that.
Oh, what'd they do?
It was every time, every state he got laid in, they put a new sticker.
Every state he got laid in?
Like, he probably displayed this to everybody.
Like laid in state?
Laid in state. Look at my stickers.
So we had, CMF had a mobile home. It was the mobile home of rock and roll, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was all tricked out with CMF and Weezer's face in the back smoking a cigar and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I told you, the sales team took it to Toronto to meet some clients. I think it was the Molson crew.
Okay.
They were trying to lure some business.
Nice.
And they pulled into a garage and sheared the air conditioning unit on top off. We just got it. And I say sheared, like it was completely removed from the top of the RV. They clipped it.
This is why we can't have nice things.
No kidding.
But here's the thing. It's not their fault because everyone I know that has ever owned an RV has had a horrible accident with
them. Because you're not
used to driving something that tall.
It's a bunch of sales dicks and they don't drive like big rigs.
Look, my dad had one for years. Yeah. He would hit stuff all the time, right?
Like, you got big mirrors. You got that AC unit on top. Yeah, and it's bulky. It doesn't fly down the road. It's a box.
And there's nowhere you can park those things either, right? Like if you're gonna go somewhere, you have to find a giant parking lot with like four spaces where you can park the thing and nobody's gonna be bothered by it. One of the funniest things to watch is after a Bills game, guys with RVs try to negotiate their way into traffic. Because the smart thing to do is bring the RV, stay the night, and leave money.
Get there early.
Exactly. Yeah. But there are some people like, I'm leaving now.
Well, you can't, right?
I'm going to take 40 minutes to K-turn 72 times out of this parking spot. So what do we learn here?
We're not RVers.
Okay, we got that.
And nobody needs three RVs.
Check the background on that RV.
Four. And don't try and steal an RV because you're going to get caught.
Mm-hmm.
Good. All right. It wasn't pretty.
Well, the second half was pretty.
Until it was. And you don't get a bigger swing of emotions, Tommy, in two football halves than you did in Orchard Park yesterday.
I mean, it was a boring first half, period.
There was a statement made in this room before week one.
What was that?
About when we'd know what we have in this Bills team.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We have now reached that milestone.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know what we have in this Bills team, well, I'd sure as like you to tell me because I have no effing idea right
now. Don't you have most of the parts back?
Oh, yeah, you have the parts. The parts are there.
And they kind of gelled in the second half.
Sure, sure. But, like, you know, football games are four quarters, and you don't normally play a 1-4 team.
But don't you need – it looked like they needed a half to figure it out. And then they got it going.
You hang it out the Breaker Rutgers Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Your Buffalo Bills get a big win against the Tennessee Titans yesterday, 34-10. But if you didn't watch the game, you'd have no idea how miserable the first half was.
Right.
The offense, Tommy, couldn't do a damn thing. Mm. Brand new wide receiver Amari Cooper dropped the only target thrown his way in the first half. That happened right in front of me. And the second it did, because of the way you were running your mouth, I was out loud cursing him. I was cursing him out loud. The running game sucked. Josh looked like once again he was going to have one of the worst games of his career.
Right. Like, oh no, the offense is broken.
It had to be one of his worst halves, like for yardage.
Did he have he had three completions for like 60 yards?
It was like ridiculous. Embarrassing.
And one of them was from like for like 45 to Keon Coleman. Mm. And then the Bills, after being down 10-0, proceed to score 34 unanswered points.
They woke up.
The biggest pop of the day from the crowd was the first catch Amari Cooper made as a Bill.
Allen in the shotgun takes the snap. Blitz coming, fires over the middle for Amari Super Cooper.
That was a good one.
12-yard touchdown reception.
He's a Super Cooper. That's a hell of a way to make a first impression.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Worth all the money right there.
So literally a tale of two halves yesterday. And there were plenty of firsts, Tommy. Rookie wide receiver Keon Coleman sets a career high, his first 100-yard game for 425.
Mm-hmm.
After his breakout game last week, running back Ray Davis gets his first NFL touchdown. And Josh, after that miserable first half, not only rebounds, but somehow ends up with his first 300-yard passing game of the year.
And all in the second half.
In the second half.
Yeah.
By the way, the Bills did that against the best defense statistically in the NFL, which is really good.
Mm-hmm.
So...
All right.
Are we happy?
You gotta be happy. It worked out.
I mean, it worked out. That's good. Kimmy, are we happy?
I think so. Okay. I think it is always good to see that a team can make those adjustments. You know what I mean? Like, and luckily the game was still well within reach where it wasn't an issue, where they weren't playing like, you know, they weren't down three scores and had to play catch up from there. I mean, it was manageable at that point. So while it was disappointing, it was never out of reach.
Okay. So the Bills have two straight wins.
Yeah.
The Jets and the Dolphins lost yesterday, so you increase your lead.
So you're really in the driver's seat.
You are. And the Texans lost, so you close the gap on them. You're only a half game back of them when it comes to playoff seed.
All right.
Before week one, there was a statement made in this room.
What was that statement?
We wouldn't have any idea what this Bills team actually was because of all the new parts and the mystery and the lack of Stephon Diggs and all of the defensive players that had left until week seven. They needed time to mesh. We needed to see what they were capable of, where these new players would fit in. We are now at week seven. We have passed it.
Right.
Does anybody know what the hell we're looking at with this Bills team? Because if you do, I'd love for you to tell me. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263.
I would think, what's the matter?
What's the matter?
Good.
What's the matter?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
it worked.
Let me put it this way. It worked yesterday. It worked yesterday.
But again, like it only worked yesterday because you're playing a team that has a not so great offense. You know.
Yeah, but you're
like
also playing a really good defense.
Oh, you were, but like, don't know. I think Kimmy's right. Like, let's play a little game here. There were four games in which the Bills did exactly what they did yesterday.
Took a nap in the first half.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Opening game against Arizona. Mm-hmm. That team is not good. You were able to come back and keep it close. Then came the game against Baltimore. Did that in the first half.
That was too far gone.
Yeah, Baltimore is really good, so they ran up on you.
Right.
You had the Texans game. You did the same thing in the first half. And the Texans aren't like a great team, it doesn't look like, but they played well enough to beat you on a walk-off field goal. Right. And then you had it yesterday against a bad team. Four out of your seven games.
Yeah, that's all.
You came out of the locker room not looking great. And then all of a sudden in the second half, it was like gangbusters.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But you said you got some easy games coming up here.
Yeah, that yesterday was one of them.
Yeah, right.
That was yesterday was one of those
games. They made it look
games.
Easy at the end.
At the end they did.
Yeah. And your defense came up with some big stops for you too and some turnovers, which you know, you didn't always do anything with, which was a little disappointing.
By the way, if the Titans weren't the stupidest team ever, they would have gotten out to a bigger lead because they were, what, fourth and one in that first drive? And they kicked a field goal?
Yeah.
Like, inside.
Yeah.
Why would you not? You play with us. What do you got to lose? You got a backup quarterback. You're 1-4. Yeah. Like, I was thanking God they didn't go for it there. If they score there, you're down 14-0. It's a totally. I mean,
and the Bills weren't stopping them at that point.
No, they were not. No, they were not.
Not stopping them.
Look, man, the Bills are going to win this division.
Yeah.
Right? They're going to win this division. I'm not worried about it.
Right.
Knocking on wood, with the exception of some major catastrophic change, right? But like we talked about last week, it's not about the regular season for Bills fans anymore. The regular season is an appetizer for where it really matters.
Set yourself up for playoffs.
Exactly. So I know we still have 10 games to go.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But when are we going to actually know what to expect from this team?
It's got to be Kansas City. That's your big test.
Okay, but that's still 3 weeks away.
Right, but you got three games to tune up, get ready for the big test.
Well, but see, here's the thing. After yesterday,
Kansas City's that impressive, even though they're 6-0.
Does Patrick Mahomes have more interceptions than touchdowns right now?
He may.
Maybe a quarterback with a turnover problem. I love how you go. They're not that impressive. They're 6-0, man.
I know, but they are. But they're not like what they used to be.
Okay, every year they say this, and the Bills could beat them in the regular season. Mm. Again, it doesn't matter.
I know,
it doesn't matter.
But maybe that's your big test. So, how do you stack up against Kansas City?
All right, so let's talk about that.
And Taylor Swift.
The Chiefs will be coming to Buffalo in 4 weeks. We're a month away. In the meantime.
Mm.
You have Seattle on the road.
Cake.
They won yesterday. They're 4-3. They're only a game back of the Bills. Not that it matters, but that's a tough West Coast road trip. You got Miami at home. We find out yesterday it's possible that Tua Tagovailoa plays in that game.
How good could that kid be at this point?
Better than what they got.
He's damaged, man. He's got the hands.
He's better than what they got. And then you got the Colts in Indy, and all of a sudden the Colts look like they might be halfway decent. Like, it went from last week a 4 week run of these are all winnable games, and they're still winnable games. You should win these games. But after that performance in the first half against the Titans, who was the worst of those four, I'm not as confident as I was on Friday.
But any of these teams have got to be scared having Josh Allen coming into your stadium, knowing what he's capable of in a half.
It's tough to predict.
Well, that's just it. He's got to do it in a half
because
the offensive coordinator is only giving him a half. Well, no, he's done it 2 out of 4 times.
All right.
He's done it. And I'm not blaming Josh,
right?
But he's done it 2 out of 4.
They're dangerous. They may be the most dangerous team in the league.
Sure, they can hurt you. They can also hurt themselves.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's what dangerous is.
No, Kimmy, what do we got over there?
You were asking touchdowns and interceptions for Mahomes. So if this is correct, it looks like he only has 6 touchdowns and 8 interceptions.
Yeah. Patrick Mahomes
has the kids off.
2 more interceptions than he
does. But for some reason, they're 6-0.
I mean, they find a way.
Yeah.
And
I mean, they still have a lot of weapons, you know. It's
well, kind of. I mean, everyone's getting hurt.
But yeah, I mean,
and
they're
Andy
struggling
Reid.
With energy
He's
injuries
a big old
for sure.
Fat genius.
Andy Reid is the guy.
Yeah, he's a big fat genius.
Yeah. So all right, so going back to this idea with the Bills here, that we would know what they were by week 7, which, again, you guys thought was stupid. You thought that was too long to have to wait to figure out what
this
team is.
I did.
Okay, well, you were wrong again. Stupid. Is it possible that we never know what this team is? That it's just going to be one of these weird teams where week
to
week.
It's a murder mystery.
Unsolved mystery. Out of the question. They've kind of been like that the last few seasons, right? I mean, every time like you think you know what the Bills are going to do or their identity, they kind of switch it up on you the next game. That was a roller coaster of a season last year.
Last year was the first year where it was like we weren't sure what we were getting out of the thing, out of the locker room.
I mean, injuries didn't help with that either.
And I mean, I guess you can make the same argument here, but yesterday was the healthiest they've been since opening day. Mm-hmm. Everybody played without Matt Milano, but he didn't have a chance. Like, that was the most disheartening in the first half. It was like, wait a minute. Hey, everybody. Everybody's there. Look at everybody out there hanging out together.
But maybe this Cooper kid's the fix.
Don't do this, man.
I mean, he needed a weapon. They gave him a weapon, and he used it.
Don't do this.
Yeah. What?
Don't do this.
This is why they went and got him.
Look, I loved what happened yesterday with Amari Cooper. It was awesome.
And the kid's, he's good. He's a good guy.
Don't do
good
this.
Good guy.
Look, man.
I hate when you say it, though.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Because, like, yes, he had a really impressive game yesterday.
Go overboard.
And you were telling
me,
you know,
he's going to be the greatest receiver to ever played in
maybe
a
maybe he is because he fit right into that system. You kept telling me, no, it's too soon. He doesn't know the system yet. Looked like he knew that system pretty good to me.
We're going
to
talk about how he scored his touchdown during Tommy Tells It Like It Is, because it's not exactly what you think it is.
It's a touchdown.
Yes, it is a touchdown, but it's not. All right.
Don't overthink. You know what? You probably overthink this stuff.
No,
you're worried about the first half, how he got the ball, this, that. If he did this, if they punted over here, they kicked that. Stop worrying.
No, I'll give you an example.
This is easy.
As we jog around the league here, because there's another team that did exactly what the Bills did last week. They went out and got a brand new receiver and a name receiver. And this receiver has experience with the quarterback. The Jets traded Devontae Adams, right? They got blown out last night in Pittsburgh, 37-15, if you didn't stay up and watch it. You want to know what Devontae Adams did? Three catches, 33 yards. Wait, 30 yards.
He's no good.
Yeah, that's my
point. But you said he's no good.
I thought he was no good.
You said don't get that guy.
Yeah. I said he wasn't worth what you had to give up.
Right. But now you got this kid. What's your point?
Oh, my God. You can't yell success on a trade after a single game and four catches. No,
yes, you can.
You
it worked.
No, it didn't work.
Sold. What a genius move.
You're the dumbest person I've ever met in my life.
You're telling me, well, you can't fit into the system. You've got to take a few weeks.
You've got
to integrate them slowly.
You do? Shut up. Shut up.
It's very difficult. The playbook's very thick.
Shut up.
Throwing the ball, they're catching the ball, running the ball.
I hate you so much.
Saluting the ball.
I hate saluting the ball.
Pitching your balls.
All right, so Kimmy.
Yeah.
Should we then? I'm going to talk to Kimmy now. You give me a migraine.
No, yeah.
Are we going to resign ourselves to the fact?
No.
That when the ball kicks off, we have no idea what team we're getting.
Yeah, I think so. I think I've accepted that already, just as a Bills fan. I've never really felt comfortable heading into any game in years.
Really? Not for like, okay,
last year. I was feeling good yesterday, but I always know that there's this potential of like, we get a team that we've never seen before, and you don't know if it's going to be good or bad. It's a fun ride. It's a fun ride to be on.
It's a fun ride when it starts going well. Yeah. It's the least fun ride ever in that first half when there's literally nothing happening and you're watching Mason Rudolph carve up your defense. Mason Rudolph.
As we're moving the ball pretty well.
As opposed to Dave UConn Cornelius. Nothing. All right. So then if we don't know what we're getting before every game, like for example, Bills go to Seattle, 4:30 West Coast road trip. That's a tough game. It's a tough stadium to play in. It's super loud.
Super loud. 12th man.
Which, by the way, causes a problem when you have a receiver that's brand new that doesn't know the system.
Oh, my God. He knows what to do.
Okay.
You don't think that guy's played in loud stadiums his whole life?
Kimmy, can we do the show you and me today? Can we just you and me do the show?
Okay. All right. I'm so worried.
Somehow it's easier
to Amari Cooper.
I mean, you're also going
good.
To West Coast. You got that going for you.
Oh, they make this West Coast like it's so hard.
It is hard.
I know people go to West Coast all the time, have a great time to come back refreshed.
They don't play
the tan ready to go.
Sports.
But all these teams, they travel all over the country. For some reason, the NFL, if they get out of one time zone, they fall apart like children.
There are several studies done.
I mean,
sport,
we all get grumpy when we don't get enough sleep. Imagine how does we had like to like NBA, actually throw the NFL, football to each other.
NASCAR, Formula One, they go all over the place. They race, they do, and they shooting balls, and those guys are fine.
And they shooting balls. Yes, every league there was a problem having to take long
road trips. The NFL,
because
I need a nap. I need a week off. Too much.
You're just making things up.
Oh, my God.
You're just making things up.
That airport food was terrible. Why did I get the gas station sushi on the way into the stadium?
Panda Express seems like a good idea in the airport until you get to Panda Express.
They're like little girls when they fly.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Let's take a break.
Okay.
Look, he's all saucy because he knows he hits at least he hit at least two.
Yeah, he's feeling real
confident. Whoppers, baby.
Whopper? What whopper? What whopper did you hit?
I'm sure people were reminding you.
With a puh on it. Put a whop with a puh.
It wasn't pretty.
Well, the second half was pretty.
Until it was. And you don't get a bigger swing of emotions, Tommy, in two football halves than you did in Orchard Park yesterday.
I mean, it was a boring first half, period.
There was a statement made in this room before week one.
What was that?
About when we knew, when we'd know what we have in this Bills
team.
We have now reached that milestone. And if you know what we have in this Bills team, well, I'd sure as like you to tell me because I have no effing idea right
now. But don't you have most of the parts back?
Oh, yeah, you have the parts. The parts are there.
And they kind of gelled in the second half.
Sure, sure. But, like, you know, football games are four quarters and you don't normally play a 1-4 team.
But don't you need, it looked like they needed a half to figure it out. And then they got it going.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rutgers Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Your Buffalo Bills get a big win against the Tennessee Titans yesterday, 34-10. But if you didn't watch the game, you'd have no idea how miserable the first half was.
Right.
The offense, Tommy, couldn't do a damn thing. Brand new wide receiver Amari Cooper dropped the only target thrown his way in the first half. That happened right in front of me. And the second it did, because of the way you were running your mouth, I was out loud cursing him. I was cursing him out loud. The running game sucked. Josh looked like once again he was going to have one of the worst games of his career.
Like, oh no, the offense is broken.
I had to be one of his worst halves, like for yardage.
Did he have like, he had like three completions for like 60 yards?
It was like embarrassing.
And one of them was from like, for like 45 to Keon Coleman. And then the Bills, after being down 10-0, proceed to score 34 unanswered points.
They woke up.
The biggest pop of the day from the crowd was the first catch Amari Cooper made as a Bill.
Allen in the shotgun takes the snap. Blitz coming. Fires over the middle for Amari Super Cooper.
That was a good one.
For a 12-yard touchdown reception.
He's a Super Cooper. That's a hell of a way to make a first impression.
Oh, yeah. Worth all the money right there.
So literally a tale of two halves yesterday. And there were plenty of firsts, Tommy. Rookie wide receiver Keon Coleman sets a career high, his first 100-yard game, 4-for-125. After his breakout game last week, running back Ray Davis gets his first NFL touchdown. And Josh, after that miserable first half, not only rebounds, but somehow ends up with his first 300-yard passing game of the year.
And all in the second half.
In the second half.
Yeah.
By the way, the Bills did that against the best defense statistically in the NFL, which is really good. So, are we happy?
You got to be happy. It worked out.
I mean, it worked out. That's good. Kimmy, are we happy?
I think so. Okay. I think it is always good to see that a team can make those adjustments. You know what I mean? Like, and luckily the game was still well within reach where it wasn't an issue, where they weren't playing like, you know, they weren't down three scores and had to play catch up from there. I mean, it was manageable at that point. So while it was disappointing, it was never out of reach.
Okay. So the Bills have two straight wins.
Yeah.
The Jets and the Dolphins lost yesterday, so you increase your lead.
So
in
you're
the
really
AFC
in the driver's seat.
You are. And the Texans lost, so you close the gap on them. You're only a half game back of them when it comes to playoff seed.
All right.
Before week one, there was a statement made in this room.
What was that statement?
We wouldn't have any idea what this Bills team actually was because of all the new parts and the mystery and the lack of Stephon Diggs and all of the defensive players that had left until week seven. They needed time to mesh. We needed to see what they were capable of, where these new players would fit in. We are now at week seven. We have passed it.
Right.
Does anybody know what the hell we're looking at with this Bills team? Because if you do, I'd love for you to tell me. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263.
I would think, what's the matter?
What's the matter? What's the matter?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
it all worked.
Let me put it this way. It worked yesterday. It worked yesterday.
But again, like it only worked yesterday because you're playing a team that has a not so great offense. You know.
Yeah, but you're
like,
also playing
run
a
up
really
the
good
score
defense.
On
you. Oh, you were, but like, don't know. I think Kimmy's right. Like, let's play a little game here. There were four games in which the Bills did exactly what they did yesterday.
Took a nap in the first half.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Opening game against Arizona. Mm-hmm. That team is not good. You were able to come back and keep it close. Then came the game against Baltimore. Did that in the first half.
That was too far gone.
Yeah, Baltimore is really good, so they ran up on you.
Right.
You had the Texans game. You did the same thing in the first half. And the Texans aren't like a great team, it doesn't look like, but they played well enough to beat you on a walk-off field goal.
Right.
And then you had it yesterday against a bad team. Four out of your seven games.
Yeah, that's all.
You came out of the locker room not looking great, and then all of a sudden in the second half, it was like gangbusters.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But you said you got some easy games coming up here.
Yeah, that yesterday was one of them.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yesterday was one of those
they made it look
games.
Easy at the end.
At the end they did.
Yeah.
And your defense came up some big stops for you, too, and some turnovers, which you didn't always do anything with, which was a little disappointing.
By the way, if the Titans weren't the stupidest team ever, they would have gotten out to a bigger lead because they were, what, fourth and one in that first drive, and they kicked a field goal inside. Why would you not? You play with us. What do you got to lose? You got a backup quarterback. You're 1-4. Yeah. Like, I was thanking God they didn't go for it there. If they score there, you're down 14-0. It's a totally, I mean,
and the Bills weren't stopping them at that point.
No,
so,
they were not. No, they were not.
Look, not stopping them.
Look, man, the Bills are going to win this division.
Yeah.
Right? They're going to win this division. I'm not worried about it.
Right.
Knocking on wood, with the exception of some major catastrophic change, right? But like we talked about last week, it's not about the regular season for Bills fans anymore. The regular season is an appetizer for where it really matters.
Set yourself up for the playoffs.
Exactly. So I know we still have 10 games to go.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But when are we going to actually know what to expect from this team?
It's got to be Kansas City. That's your big test.
Okay, but that's still 3 weeks away.
Right, but you got three games to tune up, get ready for the big test.
Well, but see, here's the thing. After yesterday,
Kansas City's that impressive, even though they're 6-0.
Does Patrick Mahomes have more interceptions than touchdowns right now?
He may.
Maybe a quarterback with a turnover problem. I love how you go, they're not that impressive. They're 6-0, man.
I know, but they are. But they're not like what they used to be.
Okay, every year. Every year they say this. And the Bills could beat them in the regular season. Again, it doesn't matter.
I know.
It doesn't
matter. But maybe that's your big test, though. How do you stack up against Kansas City?
All right, so let's talk about that.
And Taylor Swift.
The Chiefs will be coming to Buffalo in 4 weeks. We're a month away. In the meantime.
Mm.
You have Seattle on the road.
Cake.
They won yesterday. They're 4-3. They're only a game back of the Bills. Not that it matters, but that's a tough West Coast road trip. You got Miami at home. We find out yesterday it's possible that Tua Tagovailoa plays in that game.
How good could that kid be at this point?
Better than what they got.
He's damaged, man. He's got the hands.
He's better than what they got. And then you got the Colts in Indy, and all of a sudden the Colts look like they might be halfway decent. Like, it went from last week a 4 week run of these are all winnable games, and they're still winnable games. You should win these games. But after that performance in the first half against the Titans, who was the worst of those four, I'm not as confident as I was on Friday.
But any of these teams have got to be scared having Josh Allen coming into your stadium, knowing what he's capable of in a half.
Tough to predict.
Well, that's just it. He's got to do it in a half
because
the offensive coordinator is only giving him a half. Well, no, he's done it 2 out of 4 times.
All right.
He's done it. And I'm not blaming Josh.
Yeah.
Right? But he's done it 2 out of 4.
They're dangerous. They may be the most dangerous team in the league.
Sure. They can hurt you. They can also hurt themselves.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's what dangerous is.
No, Kimmy, what do we got over there?
You were asking touchdowns, interceptions for Mahomes. So if this is correct, it looks like he only has 6 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes
has the kids off.
2 more interceptions than
he does. But for some reason, they're 6-0.
I mean, they find a way.
Yeah.
And
I mean, they still have a lot of weapons. You know, it's
well, kind of. I mean, everyone's getting hurt.
But yeah, I mean,
and you got Andy
struggling
Reed
with energy.
He's
injuries
a big old
for sure.
Fat genius.
Andy Reid is the guy.
Yeah, he's a big fat genius.
Yeah.
So. All right, so going back to this idea with the Bills here, that we would know what they were by week 7, which, again, you guys thought was stupid. You thought that was too long to have to wait to figure out what
this team is.
I did. Okay, well, you were wrong again. Stupid. Is it possible that we never know what this team is? That it's just going to be one of these weird teams where week
to
week.
It's a murder mystery.
Well, no,
unsolved
that's not
mystery
out of the question. They've kind of been like that the last few seasons, right? I mean, every time like you think you know what the Bills are going to do or their identity, they kind of switch it up on you the next game. That was a roller coaster of a season last year.
Last year was the first year where it was like we weren't sure what we were getting out of the thing, out of the locker room.
I mean, injuries didn't help with that either.
And I mean, I guess you can make the same argument here, but yesterday was the healthiest they've been since opening day.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody played without Matt Milano, but He didn't have a chance. Like, that was the most disheartening in the first half. It was like, wait a minute. Hey, everybody. Everybody's there. Look at everybody out there hanging out together.
But maybe this Cooper kid's the fix.
Don't do this, man.
I mean, he needed a weapon. They gave him a weapon, and he used it.
Don't do this.
Yeah. What?
Don't do this.
This is why they went and got him.
Look, I loved what happened yesterday with Amari Cooper. It was awesome.
And the kid's, he's good. He's a good guy.
Don't do
good
this.
Guy.
Look, man.
I hate when you say it, though.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Because, like, yes, he had a really impressive game
you
yesterday.
Go overboard.
And you were telling
he's
me, you know,
he's going to be the greatest receiver to ever played in a
maybe he is
uniform.
Because he fit right into that system. You kept telling me, you know, it's too soon. He doesn't know the system yet. Looked like he knew that system pretty good to me.
We're going
to
talk about how he scored his touchdown during Tommy Tells It Like It Is, because it's not exactly what you think it is.
It's a touchdown.
It's yes, it is a touchdown, but it's not. All right.
Don't overthink. You know what? You probably overthink this stuff.
No,
you're worried about the first half, how he got the ball, this, that. If he did this, if they punted over here, they kicked that. Stop worrying.
No, I'll give you an example.
This is easy.
As we jog around the league here, because there's another team that did exactly what the Bills did last week. They went out and got a brand new receiver and a name receiver. And this receiver has experience with the quarterback. The Jets traded Devontae Adams, right?
Right.
They got blown out last night in Pittsburgh, 37-15, if you didn't stay up and watch it. You want to know what Devontae Adams did?
What?
3 catches, 33 yards. Wait, 30
no
yards.
He's no good.
Yeah. That's my
point. But you said he's no good.
I thought he was no good.
You said don't get that guy.
Yeah. I said he wasn't worth what you had to give up.
Right. But now you got this kid.
The put.
What's your point?
Oh, my God. You can't yell success on a trade after a single game and 4 catches. No,
yes, you can.
You
it
can.
Worked.
No, it didn't work.
Sold. What a genius move.
You're the dumbest person I've ever met in my life.
You're telling me, well, you can't fit into the system. You've got to take a few weeks. You've got to integrate them slowly.
You do? Shut up. Shut up.
It's very difficult. I'm playing much very thick.
Shut up.
Throwing the ball, catching the ball, running the ball.
I hate you so much.
Saluting the ball.
I hate saluting the ball.
Catching the ball.
All right, so Kimmy.
Yeah.
Should we then? I'm going to talk to Kimmy now. You give me a migraine.
No, yeah.
Are we going to resign ourselves to the fact?
No.
That when the ball kicks off, we have no idea what team we're getting.
Yeah, I think so. I think I've accepted that already, just as a Bills fan. I've never really felt comfortable heading into any game in years.
Really? Not for like, okay, last
like
year.
I was feeling good yesterday, but I always know that there's this potential of like, we get a team that we've never seen before, and you don't know if it's going to be good or bad. It's a fun ride. It's a fun ride to be on.
It's a fun ride when it starts going well. Yeah. It's the least fun ride ever in that first half when there's literally nothing happening and you're watching Mason Rudolph carve up your defense. Mm. Mason Rudolph.
As we're moving the ball pretty well.
As opposed to Dave UConn Cornelius. Nothing. All right. So then if we don't know what we're getting before every game, like for example, Bills go to Seattle, 4:30 West Coast road trip. That's a tough game. It's a tough stadium to play in. It's super loud.
Super loud. 12th man.
Which, by the way, causes a problem when you have a receiver that's brand new that doesn't know the system.
Oh, my God. He knows what to do.
Okay.
You don't think that guy's played in loud stadiums his whole life?
Kimmy, can we do the show you and me today? Can we just you and me do the show?
Okay. All right. I'm so worried.
Somehow it's easier
to Amari Cooper.
I mean, you're also going
good.
To West Coast. You got that going for you.
Oh, they make this West Coast like it's so hard.
It is hard.
I know people go to West Coast all the time, have a great time to come back refreshed.
They don't play
the tan ready to go.
Sports.
But all these teams, they travel all over the country. For some reason, the NFL, if they get out of one time zone, they fall apart like children.
There are several studies done. Every
I mean,
sport.
We all get grumpy when we don't get enough sleep. Imagine
how does
we
like
had to,
the
like,
NBA,
actually throw
the NFL,
football to each other.
NASCAR, Formula One, they go all over the place. They race, they do, and they shooting balls, and those guys are fine.
And they shooting balls. Yes, every league there was a problem having to take long
road trips. The NFL
goes,
I need a nap. I need a week off. Too
just
much.
Making things up.
Oh, my God.
You're just making things
that
up.
That airport food was terrible. Why did I get the gas station sushi on the way into the stadium?
Panda Express seems like a good idea in the airport until you get the Panda Express.
They're like
Express.
Little girls when they fly.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Let's take a break.
Okay.
Look, he's all saucy because he knows he hits at least two
yeah, he's feeling
a couple
real
whoppers,
confident.
Baby.
Whopper? What whopper? What whopper did you hit?
I'm sure people were reminding you.
With a puh on it. Put a whop with a puh.
Because we got a bunch of tweets reminding us.
Oh, did you?
No. Tommy made his picks on Friday. Yeah, they were on, your side.
You know, in favor of you.
Idiot. A Mule postgame excuse Monday coming at you just after 7:45. And Dan Fates with 13 Wham just after 9, recapping. Maybe he knows. Maybe he knows what
he was there,
is.
Baby.
I mean, yeah, he was.
On the field.
In his swooshy pants.
Was he wearing his jacket and hoodie? His sport coat and hoodie?
No, he didn't need it yesterday.
It was actually, I was going to wear a hoodie. I'm glad I didn't.
Mm. Yeah, it was like 80 degrees.
Like tank tops in the crowd.
Yeah.
I had to put on sunscreen.
Wow.
Yeah, almost took my shirt off, but I was there with a woman, so I couldn't do that. Hey, thanks for coming. Don't mind me. Harry Sweaty Mac coming through.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.